On to our second set of news stories with a call for the reinstatement of Norwich's historic Market Cross. City Hall has said it will consider all ideas for the future of Norwich Market amid calls for the reinstatement of a long-lost landmark. Norwich Market Cross, a grand structure that stood at 60 feet tall, once dominated Norwich Market, but was pulled down nearly 300 years ago. In light of Norwich City Council's plans for a major overhaul of the market, there have been suggestions that the structure could be rebuilt and turned into a tourist attraction. Norwich Market has been at its current home at the heart of the city for more than 900 years and is one of the oldest and largest open-air markets in the UK. A market cross was first erected in the marketplace soon after Edward III granted the market franchise to the city in 1341. It was replaced with a far more imposing building, complete with a chapel, in 1502 by John Rightwise, the mayor. The grand structure was expensive to maintain and ultimately pulled down in 1732. The medieval foundations of the structure were uncovered in 2005, while previous refurbishment work was underway at the market.
The Bishop of Norwich has joined more than 60 public figures in urging the Prime Minister to prioritise peace-building efforts. In an open letter to Sir Keir Starmer, the Right Reverend Graham Usher and other signatories called for greater investment in diplomacy and development alongside defence. The group, which includes former military leaders, national security experts and faith leaders, is asking for a ring-fenced budget for conflict prevention as part of the UK's national security strategy. The letter warns that neglecting peace-building would signal the UK's withdrawal from its long-standing role in brokering international peace and security agreements. The letter was organised by the All-Party Parliamentary Group, APPG, on conflict prevention, conflict, and includes support from senior MPs and peers. The APPG chair said, "In this dangerous world, we've done the right thing investing in our military, but we need to back that up by investing in proper conflict prevention on the ground."
The County Hall leader has been accused of stoking fear after suggesting children could die if a local government reorganisation leaves the county with more than one council. Kay Mason Billig claimed vulnerable children could be put at risk should plans to abolish all 8 Norfolk councils and create new ones result in 2 or 3 different councils delivering social services. Critics accused the Conservative leader of Project Fear on steroids, a reference to tactics used during the EU referendum campaign to spread concern about the risks of Brexit. Social care is provided by Norfolk County Council, but the Labour government's shake-up could see it delivered by 1, 2, or 3 councils, potentially covering different areas of the county. The chair at the meeting, where the council's plans were discussed, said he had an issue with her remarks. He said, "I think however many unitaries we have, whether 1, 2, or 3, I feel absolutely confident that staff within them will make sure that we are safe and legal from day one, whatever the configuration of the future councils."
Vintage Week is returning to a heritage railway this summer, featuring free travel on restored buses and coaches. The event will take place along the North Norfolk Railway between July the 19th and July the 24th. On these days, the railway's vintage train of 4 and 6-wheeled carriages dating from Victorian times will be one of the trains in action, providing people with the opportunity to travel on three contrasting historic trains. Two steam locomotives will be in action, one hauling the vintage train and a second pulling a train of restored carriages dating from the 1950s and 1960s. A heritage rail car dating from the 1960s will also be running, allowing passengers to enjoy panoramic views of the North Norfolk countryside. Visitors can make a day of it with day rover tickets that are valid for unlimited travel, allowing people to hop on and off all day. The Heritage Railway is fondly known as the Poppy Line, after the 19th century poet and theatre critic Clement Scott named the area Poppyland, after seeing the unspoilt coastal area around Sheringham, where poppies grow in abundance.
Great Big Green Week, held from June the 7th to the 15th, involved more than 1 million people nationwide in support of nature and climate. In Norwich, Friends of the Earth organised Norfolk's Healthy Environment Day on June the 14th, featuring stalls and activities outside the forum. The event brought together organisations including Norfolk Wildlife Trust, the Papillon Project and Norwich Eco Hub. Dave Evans from Wyndham, a member of Norwich Friends of the Earth, said, "A fantastic event that brought together a wide selection of environmentally concerned groups. It had a great family-friendly atmosphere and it was a pleasure to be involved."
A farewell service has been held for the man who brought Dippy the dinosaur and Helter Skelter to Norwich Cathedral. Canon Andy Bryant has been one of the cathedral's three resident canons, serving the community through mission and pastoral care since Palm Sunday in March 2015. He's taken a lead role in welcoming visitors, outreach work, and providing pastoral support to the cathedral community. He's been instrumental in several key projects, including the 2021 Dippyon Tour, a natural history adventure, featuring the Natural History Museum's Dippy the Dinosaur. He was also behind the 2019 Seeing It Different initiative, which saw a Helter Skelter installed in the nave to provide a novel perspective of the cathedral's medieval roof.